I want you to imagine you're on a long hiking trail, winding through the mountains and the valleys, past rivers, forests. Not hard, I suspect, for any of us who've spent time in nature in these parts to imagine that. I want you to imagine walking down these tracks, and as you do, you come along, you come across milestones, small markers along the path. Perhaps they're carved stones or wooden signs or painted rocks or whatever it may be, but these milestones, they serve two purposes. First of all, they remind us of how far we've already come. They assure us that we're on the right path, that we are heading towards a destination. Think about how you feel when you see one of those milestones after a long stretch of walking. Maybe it's been an exhausting journey. Maybe the trail has been steep or challenging. But when you see that marker, it gives you a sense of accomplishment. It says, I've made it this far, and then renews your hope. I'm not lost. There is still a way ahead. A small moment of reflection, it encourages us to take the next steps that we face with confidence. In many ways, the end of a year is like one of those milestones. It's a moment to pause and to look back on the road, the distance that we've travelled, and in it to reflect on God's faithfulness. For some of us, I'm sure this year, it will have felt like a steep trail full of unexpected challenges and twists and turns. For others, perhaps, it's been a stretch of steady progress, where we've seen God's blessing at every step. But either way, these milestones, they remind us that we've made it this far. Not because of our strength, but because of God's help. Throughout the scriptures, God's people often made these kind of markers to celebrate and to commemorate the things that God had done in their midst, to remember, to serve as markers. One such place is in 1 Samuel chapter 7. So if you've got your Bible and you want to read along, please feel free. It'll be on the screen if not. But 1 Samuel chapter 7. And we'll just focus mainly on verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called its name Ebenezer. For he said, the Lord, till now, the Lord has helped us. I often say a verse without a context is a pretext, and we will certainly focus on that context as we read together today. So I would encourage you to have your Bible open in that section if you have it. But that really is where we want to focus this morning, on that verse. Because like Samuel setting up this stone that he called Ebenezer, today we pause. Today we say, this far, the Lord has helped us. Until now, he's been here with us. And expectantly, we trust that he will be with us as we continue. This moment of reflection, it's not just about looking back, though. Like a milestone, it also points us forward. It reminds us that God has been faithful in the past, and we can trust that he will do the same for the road ahead. So let's take some time today to look back on the journey of this past year, to give thanks for God's faithfulness, and to renew our hope that he will continue to be faithful in the year ahead. One of the purposes of the Ebenezer, it is simply about remembering God's faithfulness. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, the Israelites had just experienced a remarkable deliverance. God had overcome their enemies, the Philistines. And yet, if you read around in the previous chapters of 1 Samuel and some of the other books that detail this period of history, we'll know also It's not been a particularly positive season for them leading up to this point. They have lost much grain that the Lord had given them. The Philistines, this enemy that they had in one hand driven out, seems to have been reclaiming that grain. They've lost cities. Places that they thought the Lord had promised them have fallen to this foreign enemy. The thing that leads up to this victory, it has not been an especially positive time for the Israelites. And yet in the midst of it all, Samuel leads the season in a time of prayer and of fasting and of repentance, of crying out to the Lord. And as they do, the Lord intervenes in a powerful way. He brings them a victory. He goes into the camp of the enemy. He confuses them. He delivers his people a great victory. Samuel responds by setting up a stone and naming it Ebenezer. That means stone of help. Stone wasn't just a memorial. It was also a marker of God's faithfulness and power. This is why Samuel declares, thus far, or until now, the Lord has helped us. The idea of setting up an Ebenezer, it reminds us to pause and recognise God's help in our own lives. That's easy to say, but not always easy to do. So often we move on from one challenge to the next without stopping to reflect on how God has been faithful, how he's provided, how he's protected, how he's guided us through the year. This is why Samuel raises this visible reminder. It's tangible. It's a marker to celebrate God's deliverance, because otherwise they would, I suspect, easily forget, easily move on to the next thing and forget to acknowledge the Lord in the midst of it all. And just as Samuel raised this Ebenezer, we, his people too, are called to mark moments of God's help on our own journey. The Israelites had faced years of fear and defeat at the hands of the Philistines. Like I've said, it was a season of difficulty. And because of that, many of them had even begun to question God's faithfulness. They'd begun to turn to other things, to foreign gods, polluting their worship of Yahweh by looking to the Baals and the Ashtaroth. That's what we read just a few verses earlier. But even when they lacked faith, God remained faithful. In the time of greatest need, God shows up. The Lord goes to battle for his people, even though it wasn't necessarily in the way that they had expected or hoped for. The truth is, we all face battles. I'm certain you have. Certainly, we have as well. For some of us, it might be a health crisis, a family struggle, a financial challenge, a season of spiritual dryness, or so many other things that we can think of that throughout this year we faced that have caused us a challenge. In the midst of those situations, it can sometimes be tempting to turn to other things instead of trusting in God. But the truth is, even when our faith is weak, he remains strong. Even when we withdraw from him, he is never really distant. He's never absent. He always is there with us, even if that doesn't perhaps always look quite like we might expect it to, the way we would choose for these things to happen. Sometimes God's help is dramatic. It's like Israel's victory. Other times it's quieter. The daily provision of strength to keep going, the encouragement of a friend, an unexpected blessing, whatever it may be. Samuel's Ebenezer, it reminds us that no act of God's faithfulness is too small to acknowledge or celebrate. And so today we just take a moment to look back, to reflect, to remember God's faithfulness, even perhaps when we've missed it in those moments. I hope with the benefit of hindsight we can see that he was there the whole time. As we do this, I suspect that for some of us, what we'll see are seasons of loss, of pain, of disappointment. Stones of Help, the Ebenezer, they're not meant to gloss over those difficult moments. While on one hand, yes, the Ebenezer memorialises God's incredible victory in that moment, on the other hand, it's a reminder of the years of struggle that went before. It's a reminder that for so long, their enemy had pushed them back and back and back until they were in this place. It's a reminder that things were hard for a long time. Before they could see God's victory, they first needed to acknowledge that they were in a valley. They needed to admit their struggles. In a very real way for many of them, they also needed to repent of their own sin, to remove the corruption from in their midst. This begins with Samuel encouraging the people to turn their hearts back to the Lord, to remove from them the Baals and the Ashtaroth and all of those other things that had corrupted them, to allow them to once again wholeheartedly turn to God. The Ebenezer would remind them of all of those things as well, how far they had fallen, how difficult the journey had been. Before they could raise their Ebenezer, they first needed to look back to the Lord, to cry out to him, and only then could they realise that he'd always been present with them. Their Ebenezer doesn't only mark the victory, it also reminds them of God's faithfulness in the valley. Just as the Israelites cried out to God for help, we too can and should bring our struggles to him and trust in his deliverance. But at the same time, it's also about looking back and marking those moments of joy, of success, of blessing, of triumph. The raising of the Ebenezer, it commemorated a real victory, a high point in the lives of these people, not because of their own victory, but because of the God that they served. These two are Ebenezer moments for us, reminders that every good and perfect gift comes from God. God did deliver them. He did overcome their enemy. He did provide for their needs. It can be so easy for us to focus on the valleys, on the hard times, and fail to acknowledge and give thanks for God's victory in the midst of it, for his provision, for his love, for his kindness, whatever that may have looked like for us. Like Samuel, like the people of Israel, we are called to respond in gratitude, to give God glory for what he's done. Samuel's stones, they were a visible marker, not of their own success, but of the glory that God deserves for his own triumph. It was there for all people to see and to remember. Today we don't necessarily set up literal stones, but we can and we should still create spiritual markers, things that help us remember God's faithfulness. I won't lie, this year has been difficult in many ways. There's been so much that has stretched our faith. For myself, for Ruth, for Izzy, and I suspect for many of us here as well. Leaving House of Hope, starting this community, it was a leap of faith, and there are times where it's been challenging. We faced health challenges, even this week. Times our finances have been stretched. And the truth is, it's easy for us to lose sight of God in it. When we face those challenges, it's easy to focus on the challenges. But at the same time, as we reach this moment, as we look back, as we reflect, it's impossible not to see his hand at work throughout it as well. It's impossible not to see all of the ways that he's provided, even miraculously. Even if we don't always know why things happen the way they do, we trust that God is at work because we see God at work. Samuel's Ebenezer, it's a public declaration. Until now, the Lord has helped us. And it's also an expectation that he will continue to do the same. It's a testimony to the entire community of God's faithfulness. And in the same way, we are called to proclaim what God has done. Not just privately, but in our community. To make him known, to give him the glory he deserves. The Ebenezer that Samuel raised, it's a monument, it's a deliberate marker of a very specific moment in time. But it's interesting. What he builds there is not an altar. It's not a dwelling place or a tabernacle. The Israelites are not called to stay at the stone, to worship it, to linger indefinitely. It's a reminder, but it's not a resting place. The passage ends with an important reminder, some very interesting verses, beginning at verse 15. Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and he went on a circuit year by year to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah. And he judged Israel in these places. Then he would return to Ramah, for his home was there. And there also he judged Israel. And he built there an altar to the Lord. Samuel would return to these places. He would return to Mizpah, as he carried out the work that the Lord had given him to do. He would return to this place where he built the Ebenezer. But that's not where he set up his altar, because that's not where God had placed him. He had a job to do, and his job carried him forward, not back. As we reflect on God's faithfulness, we are reminded that our journey with God is forward moving. The Ebenezer, it marks a time and a place, but it also calls us forward, points us ahead to what God is continuing to do. The purpose of an Ebenezer is to celebrate God's faithfulness. The purpose is to remember that time and that place where God had intervened on their behalf, to give them faith for the journey ahead. But if that's true, then it also calls them to move forward with confidence. They don't remain at the stone. Instead, they carry its significance with them as they continue their journey. From this moment, they were called to retake all the lands that the Philistines had taken from them, not to simply make this their new camp, but to press forward, to retake what was lost, to take and gain new ground. So in the same way, our reflections on this past year, they are meant to inspire us to press on, to trust God's promise for the future. Samuel's declaration, until now the Lord has helped us, it implies that this journey is ongoing. It's a reminder that the same God who helped us yesterday will also help us tomorrow. As we step into a new year, we can and we must trust God's faithfulness will continue to sustain and to guide us. Philippians 1:6 assures us, he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. Do we believe that? Do we trust that God is not done with us yet? Do we think that he brought us this far simply to abandon us here? Or do we take seriously that promise of Scripture? Just as he's been faithful so far, he too will continue to be. I suspect it would be easy for them to have stayed at the Ebenezer Stone, to treat it like a holy site, to cling too tightly to that one moment of victory. It was in a very real way the first time that they'd seen the Lord show up in a real dramatic, powerful way for quite some time. And Mizpah would have been a fine place to set up their camp in many ways. But that's the problem. If they cling too tightly to that one moment of victory, they miss the call that God is calling them forward into. Mizpah, it means lookout. It's a staging ground. It's a place they could go to regroup, to return to the Lord, to see him work for them. But it wasn't a place that they could stay. There was work to do. Reflecting on the past is important. It's good to look back and to remember, to be encouraged and have our faith built by what God has already done. But there's a danger in dwelling too long on what's already happened. Because when we do, we can become nostalgic, we can become fearful of change, complacent in thinking that our best days are behind us. An Ebenezer, though, it's not meant to be a stopping point. It's a launch pad. God is always calling us to new challenges, new growth, new opportunities to trust in him. Sometimes we long to stay in familiar places, and I totally understand that temptation, because those familiar places, they're safe, they're comfortable, they're easy. But God's purposes for us, they're dynamic, not static. Just as the Israelites were called to move forward from their Ebenezer, we are called to step into the unknown, trusting that the same God who has helped us this far will continue to lead us. In Philippians 3:13 and 14, Paul offers us a powerful vision for moving forward. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Just as the Ebenezer Stone marked a moment, Paul acknowledges the importance of recognising what God has done. But he doesn't dwell there. He encourages us to strain towards what is ahead, to focus on the upward call of God in Christ. This forward-looking faith inspires us to approach this new year with expectation, with courage, with hope. When I talk about not dwelling in one place for too long, that doesn't necessarily mean that we'll all be called away from this place or this community. Certainly not. But it does mean we ought not ever to rest on our laurels, to be so so nostalgic for what God has done in the past, for the way things used to be, that we miss what he wants to do next. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? The God who has helped us in the past is also the God who is doing new things in the future. So as we look ahead, we step forward with confidence, trusting that he will provide, that he'll guide, that he'll empower us for the year to come. The Ebenezer Stone, it's a symbol of God's help in the past, but it's also a call to move forward with faith. We can't remain at the stone, living in the comfort of what God has already done. Instead, we carry its significance with us as we step into the unknown, trusting God's unchanging character and his promises. And so here, now, at the end of this year, as we build this stone, we pause, we reflect, we remember. We think about this past year, and we ask ourselves, what has God already done that is worth remembering, of commemorating, of celebrating? What unexpected blessings or provisions did you experience? What were your battles that you faced, and more importantly, how did God help you through them? Looking back, can you see his hand at work in any of those situations that felt overwhelming at the time? What has he brought you through? What is worthy of celebration, of remembering, of commemorating? Are there areas in our life, even, when perhaps we haven't seen God working in the ways we'd like, because we also haven't taken that moment, as the Israelites did, to remove from our lives those things that have polluted and corrupted and impacted God's ability to work? Have we trusted in other things ahead of him that need to be removed? Is there areas where we need to repent and return to the Lord? We take a moment, we pause, we look back, and we reflect now on those things. We spiritually build an Ebenezer, a reminder, a permanent place where God, his goodness and his kindness, his mercy, his provision, his care, his protection, can become commemorated and celebrated. But as we build that Ebenezer for ourselves, we also ask, what is God calling us to move towards as individuals, but also as a fellowship of believers? What are we moving towards in this new year? What steps of faith is God calling us to take? Are there areas where we need to trust him more deeply? Are there things that in this moment we need to ask him for, to prepare us for the journey ahead? Because just as the Israelites were called to continue their journey after raising the Ebenezer, we are called to move forward. This is a time to lay down fears, to recommit to God's purposes, and embrace the opportunities he's prepared for you, for me, for all of us in this year ahead. So we take a moment now We pause, we reflect. And if the Lord leads you, we take the opportunity to share as well. To share each of these things with one another as we seek to build one another up in our most holy faith.